terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Williamstown, but they went to Williamsburg in a complete, like, two states over, and everyone got mad at them because they're like, oh, you guys didn't show up. Well, it's because they went to the wrong state. But they're gonna play for free, and then their van broke down, and their cell phone didn't work, and
dude, it's so bad that it goes all the way around to being good again, because the guitars are out of tune. The drumming sucks. The voice is horrible.
The lyrics
that
might be
song?
Amazing.
Hoogie Boogie Land.
We're going to take you on a little trip to a land called Hoogie Boogie Land.
Oh my God, man.
They have to come play. What's that fuzzy sound?
Hey, Sparky. Hey, Sparky!
Yeah, man, what's up?
Stop. Hey, man, you want to do us, the band, and all these people here a favor and take us on a trip to a magical land?
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah.
Don't worry, it kicks in and it gets real worse.
It's a hoogie. Boogie?
Hoogie Boogie Land! Where you gonna go? They didn't hear you in the back! Hoogie Boogie Land!
God, man. These guys tour?
But there's no pretense. They mean this so much. They really do. They mean it.
Fuck it up, Bucky!
Where's this at the note?
In Texas, where I do not have a like,
name. Texas. Oh,
so Oogie Boogie Land.
Well, they're not joking.
I know, they're serious.
They mean every ounce of it.
That guy's missing two front teeth. So this is on YouTube?
Yeah, this is complete. In Texas.
Hoogie Boogie Land.
Because in Hoogie Boogie Land, there is no war.
What?
Dude, the riffs are so poor.
Before Jeff started playing for him.
So back it up, Bucky. And take us where all we want to be.
Oh my God.
Huh? Yeah, man, come on. I've heard it. Oh gosh.
What?
Enough.
They have a lot of views on YouTube. Look, wait. That one has like,
yeah, but read the comments.
I know, but still, like, I bet people go to see them just to see how bad it really is.
Boo. Beautiful sunrise.
What the fuck? I think I wasted 4 minutes of my entire life because of this. I just don't want to live anymore. My life has no meaning now. Damn you complete, damn you complete, damn you to hell. If I'm gonna write a suicidal note, I'll blame you complete.
What the?
For giving me the most despicable, horrible examples to music. Goodbye, world.
There's a reason to live. These people are excited about something.
They make
and
you
they
happy,
don't care.
Bam. Look at that.
They don't care.
I gotta
what you think.
I gotta
complete the band. See them on MySpace.
I gotta see hot as hell. I wonder if this is gonna be worse.
So this song kind of
sweating like a
dog. It's appropriate. The name of this song is Hot Ass Hell.
Oh.
Simply awful.
We're serious, wow, you're so pissed off.
Dude, and I don't think it gets worse than this.
Because it's hot as hell.
That's the chorus.
Asphalt begins to be.
The riff is the same the whole time.
Is that a riff?
It somehow ends up being catchy. Because it's
I can see Kevin Margera singing for it. Yeah.
Blood pressure starting to swell.
You suck, get off stage. Fuck you! Oh man, let me read some of these. Possibly the funniest and worst band I've ever seen a video for. They are so pathetic and the singer takes himself so seriously that it's somehow entertaining. Would I ever pay to see them? Fuck yes.
It'd probably be the greatest show ever.
Dude, I would be the first one there, man. I want to get him to the note.
We could have him open for the Paul Green School of Rock.
Oh, I'd pay
which
to
was amazing.
The problem is they're like 27, 30 years old. Like, it's one of them.
Oh, man. They're the best. They might be my
what
favorite
is the name
band.
Of the band?
Complete.
Complete.
And there's an interview where they describe how they got their name. They say that all of their initials, when lined up correctly, form the word complete, but it actually doesn't work out that way at all.
And then the other two players have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, there's like two extra initials.
They're like,
in
well,
there.
Well, these guys don't really count, but.
Yeah, they're just hired hands.
So that's a band from YouTube. You're searching out good talent, dude. The filthy note signing there. Possible.
Oh, man.
You could probably sign them for like 15, 20 bucks.
Oh, all right, I'm gonna have to play a prank call now.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Complete. All right.
I'm going to Hoogie Boogie Land.
Hoogie Boogie Land. Hoogie Boogie Land. Hoogie Boogie Land.
It's hot as hell. All
right, let's go with track 6 on this.
I would love.
Is a D. Camello prank call.
Well, the CD player's not working.
Oh, no.
Does Deco do prank calls anymore?
No, we did this when we were like fucking 13. No, 16, yeah.
What do we
Hoogie Boogie Land, Hoogie Boogie Land, Hoogie Boogie.
I'd like to just get this thing working. Why don't you play it on there?
On what?
On this? That thing.
All right, well, let me play Pendulum first.
Okay.
This is Propane Nightmares. This is Pendulum from England. It's pretty techno-y, but it's effing awesome. So here we go. Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Yeah. action, baby.
Nice cut.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
That was Pendulum
with Boogie Land.
The song is called Propane Nightmares. They're from England. And the song before that was Hoogie Boogie Land, Hoogie Boogie Land.
Hot as hell.
Sweating like a dog.
Man, is it muffed up if I play it again?
Yeah. Totally is.
Beautiful
dude.
Sunrises.
Should I do that?
Yeah.
I can't get enough.
Everyone, I mean, 50% of this is a stage show, too.
What is it?
Stop your freaking player.
I'm not doing anything.
Bam's over there DJing with his own computer this time, so.
Oh, shit. Did I do something wrong?
Yeah, you're letting your old track keep playing.
Oh, no.
Just press the space bar.
There you go. Here we go.
Ooh, a dance ball! I can see my blessing on the water!
Dude, everybody's tuning out. They're tuning out.
You know it's getting hotter to see a bar.
Music like this will close any bar, dude.
Alright, that's enough.
Jesus Christ, that's fucking terrible.
Complete.
Let's see what else there.
Man, I would be furious if I booked them.
I can't believe that they even get gigs. Like, do they even have like fans? Like,
oh well,
there's a couple. There's a couple.
I don't hear anybody booing them.
But I mean, the video had different camera angles, so somebody was actually hired to film, and somebody edited it.
Yeah. Well, one of the dude's stepsons runs the MySpace.
A stepson?
Alright. Alright, let's do that prank call I was talking about. Okay. This is possibly my favorite prank call ever. And yeah, this we did this when we were about 16. This is Brandon DiCamello, Radio Bam Series 20 Faction.
Okay.
Hi, is Grace there?
Is who?
Grace?
She's sleeping. Who's calling?
This is Frank.
Frank who?
Frank DiLippo.
Frank DiLippo.
Yeah, Stan's cousin.
She's sleeping.
Oh, I just wanted to, I couldn't get in touch with her yesterday. Who's this?
Her son.
Oh, what's your name again?
Jason.
Yo, hi, Jay. Listen, I just wanted to wish her Merry Christmas. I couldn't call yesterday. I'm, you know, busy with family and shit. How'd Christmas go down there?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Did you get any good toys and shit?
I got a guitar.
Did you? What kind? A Fender Bender?
Nah, man, a Crestwood.
What kind was it? A Woody?
Crestwood, man.
Crestwood? Oh, shit. Yeah, we got Patrick a Fender. He's just going nuts pulling that whammy bar like it was a cock or some shit. Anyway, what's Grace up to now? She's sleeping? You can't wake her up or nothing?
She might be pissed off if I try and wake her up.
Yeah, I don't want her getting pissed off. I know where that temper gets all heated up, you know. Yeah, well, is she working tomorrow?
I don't know. Somebody died. I think she's going to a funeral or something.
Shit, who died? Was it Timmy?
Timmy? Who is this?
Was it Tim?
Who's this?
Who do you think? I heard it. Jay?
No.
No, it's Jay. Where, Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That's an old man.
What's that?
That's my pop.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
All right.
This is Lewis, Stan's brother-in-law.
This is who?
Lewis.
Lewis, Stan's brother-in-law.
Yeah. Well, listen. Anyway, I work with Grace. So, I just want, you know, I wanted to wish her Merry Christmas and stuff. I don't want you to wake her. Don't wake her. Did you wake her yet?
No, I didn't wake her up.
No, don't wake her up, because, is she working tomorrow? Is she coming into work?
Yeah.
All right.
She'll be there in the morning.
Hey, will she be there? Where's Jay? I was talking to him.
I'm right here.
Yo, what's going on, Jay? So, what kind of guitar did you get anyway, hon?
Crestwood.
What kind?
Crestwood.
Is it any good?
It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Did you get a fat amp?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you rocking out the tunes?
Yeah, I was earlier. It's a little too late now.
You know what we got, Patrick?
Who's Patrick, your son?
Yeah. You know what we got him?
What'd you get him?
We got him these joke tapes of, like, David Bowie and stuff. These, like, corny bands. And he got all disappointed. He thought they were fake. Then we got him some Screwdriver. Ever hear of them?
Screwdriver as a band?
Yeah. No, as a tool. Like, a set of screwdrivers.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, and we got him some of those. And then we got him some shoe polish and some wax and stuff like that. Because he's into that candle-making stuff.
Oh, yeah?
You know how they're into that now, the kids now? They pour that stuff, that juicy goo, into a bucket, and then they put the wax string in, and they pull it out, and they've been pulling out all shapes and sizes of pointy, like, molecular structures and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into that. How old are you, Jay?
16.
Are you 16? Are you driving yet?
Nah, not yet.
No? Yeah, mom's not letting you drive yet?
Nah, I haven't got a chance to get my license yet.
Nah, well, sitting around on your ass. That's the way it was for everyone. I know it. I mean, when I turned 18, I didn't have my license yet until I was 22. You know, I just sat around on my ass a lot.
Shit.
Huh?
That's good.
Yeah, it's all right. So what else did you get? Did you get any, like, cucumber stuff like that? We got Patrick a shitload of cucumbers.
Cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
Why'd you get him cucumbers?
He's been asking. I don't know what the hell's... I mean, just between you and me, I mean, I know he had a girlfriend like 2 years ago, but ever since then, he's been bringing over these boys like Bruce and Eric and stuff like that. And I don't know what's going... He asked for some cucumbers, like plastic Mr. Potato Head cucumbers. You know how that is? I got them for him. I mean, I don't know what the hell he's doing with them. He's got them in the bathtub and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think. My own son, geez, being a fruitcake. I mean, I don't know how to deal with it. I mean, you wouldn't ask for cucumbers, would you?
Huh?
You wouldn't want no cucumbers, would you?
Hell no, I wouldn't want no.
I mean, what the hell would you think, you know? I mean, what the hell? He wants cucumbers. The next thing you know...
My son, I'd beat him.
Oh, my God.
Beat him with the cucumbers.
He would... I think he would enjoy it, to tell you the truth, if I started smacking him with the cucumbers.
Yeah, he might.
He's a little fruitcake. I mean, maybe if you came over and hung out with him. He's 17.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want you catching no HIV from his little queer ass. You know what I mean? So what else did you get for Christmas? Any pickle galore? You know that paint stuff? That pickle galore paint stuff?
Nah.
You don't skateboard at all, do you?
No.
No, he's into that skateboarding stuff. I don't know. Them fruitcakes do that. Yeah, he's been skating a lot with Mr. Biggs and stuff like that. Oh, and then his friend Darren came over. Darren had this, like, plastic-looking, weird-shaped thing, like a noodle. You ever see those things?
I don't
know what he was doing with it, but he threw it at his head. Patrick was pissed. I mean, and those guys have been friends. Oh, shit. I mean...
Styrofoam?
It's like a noodle, but it's like a hot dog kind of thing, but it's plastic. You know what I'm talking about? You make the popsicles out of it, and they make the shape of, like, a wiener kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, if you don't know, I mean, that's okay. It's kind of crazy. So what else did you get? Did you get gloves? I think everybody got gloves this year.
We didn't
give him gloves this year.
I got my mother gloves.
Did you get your mother gloves?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, I think that's been the big thing because OJ and his glove, you know, everybody wants to have both gloves now to wear. Because, I mean, everything is just getting so ridiculous nowadays. You know, OJ getting off, Christmas on the 25th. Everything is ridiculous this year. You know what I'm talking about? And, I mean, I just can't wait to get... Once New Year's strolls around, you know, we're going to climb up. We're going to go up to New York and watch the big ball drop because we're into all that stuff. I'm sure Patrick will like it. Anything to do with balls and staffs and woodies. Patrick's a little fruit ball himself.
Excuse me. Somebody I work with?
Hello, is this Grace?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Oh, hugs and kisses, snaps and all. Did they wake you up?
Yeah, who is this?
Who? I told... Jay, did you wake her up?
Who is this, please?
This is Pat.
Pat who?
Patty.
Patty who?
From Sector 7G. You know me.
Sector 7G? I don't think so.
Grace?
What?
Well, how was your Christmas? How'd everything go?
I know. Who is this?
This is Grace, right?
Who is this?
This is Pat.
Pat who?
I work up on the third floor.
We don't have a pad on the third floor.
Yo, stop, Grace. How was Christmas? I mean, did everything go smooth?
Who is this?
I heard about the death in the family. I'm sorry.
Who is this?
I told you, this is Pat McKinley.
I don't know a Pat McKinley.
How about Pat McCrotch?
Yo, who the fuck is this?
Hey, Jay.
Who the fuck is this?
Jay?
Yeah.
This is Jay's buddy from school.
Who is this?
Jay, you know who it is.
Who is this?
Jay, Mike made me call you.
Mike who?
You know Mike. Mike and Matt?
Oh, no fucking Mike and Matt. Who the fuck is this?
You know who it is. I know you don't want your mom to find out, But anyway, Mike said to call this number up and just go along stupid-like, so I'm doing it.
Mike who?
You know Mike. I can't tell you his last name. The only Mike you would know.
I know a fucking, like, five Mike.
Hang up, Jay. I'm calling the phone company.
Oh, no, you're not. Shut the fuck up. Who is this?
You know who it is.
No, I don't.
All right, look. When your mom calms down, I'll call you back and tell. I'm gonna call Mike and ask if I can tell him your last name.
No, who the fuck is it?
I gotta call Mike. If he gets all pissed off again, he's gonna kick my ass. He just told me to do this.
Mike who?
Don't try to trick me into it, Jay.
Who the fuck is... I don't know no Mike.
Well, listen, I'm gonna call you back. Don't go to bed or nothing, okay?
Look, I got shit to do, man.
I'll call you back tomorrow, then.
No, you're not gonna call me back tomorrow. You're gonna tell me who the fuck this is right now if I come and kick your fucking ass!
Mike, that blood pressure's gonna burst.
Yeah, fuck you, you fucking queer fuck! Don't you talk to me that way? Who the fuck is this? You tell me now.
Yes, Mike.
Mike who?
I'm talking to you, Jay.
Who is it?
Do you want to cut some dope jams like Dr. Dre did?
What?
Listen, he told me to say this. This is the one thing how you know it'll know. You'll know it's Mike. He told me to say math class. That's all I can tell you, okay?
Oh, I have no mic in my math class.
Jay.
What?
Don't get mad at me. He told me to do this. I owed him $10 and I said I would do it. I didn't say anything bad or nothing. I didn't want you to get all mad. I'm sorry, okay?
Dude, nah, I don't like... What?
Okay, I'm sorry, okay?
No, but just wait a minute.
Okay.
I want to know what the fuck's going on. Why are you calling my house asking for my mom and shit?
He told me to. He's an ass sometimes.
Bad, dude.
Ain't he an ass sometimes?
For my mom, she's a fucking bed.
I know, no shit. That's why I was like, I don't want to do it. But I mean, I don't got $10. That's why I didn't want you to wake her up. Remember I said don't wake her up? So I figured once I got you on the line, I could tell you when it's all said and done. You know what I'm saying?
It's... How the fuck... No, I'm gonna fuck with this guy. He sat here and fucked with me for 20 minutes. I'm gonna fuck with him for 20 minutes.
Oh, no, Jay, because I'm going.
Nothing. Is this fucking Radio Bam? Can I hear anybody? Are we on?
Hello?
Boo boo.
Hello? Can you... Is this thing working?
Yeah, it's working.
What the fuck? I'm just gonna play more crank calls because they got no show.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. We got an addition put on, and I'm looking for a vacuum that'll suck. Oh, suck. You know, really get down and suck up the shit that's left over, like all the wood dust and stuff. You got anything that'll help me?
No.
A vacuum doesn't do that?
I said new one or used one you're looking for.
Oh, a new one. I thought you said no.
I said, do you want a new one, or are you asking for what?
A new one.
Well, a new all-around would cost you $129.95.
Why am I looking to spend $100?
Well, we have anywhere from $50 up to $100.
I mean, but is it really going to suck?
Why not?
It will pick up everything, right?
Yeah, but that wood dust, dry board.
I mean, I got like boards here.
Oh hell, boards.
Like big boards, like 2x4s and stuff laying around. Is it going to take them up?
Hell no.
It won't suck. Oh, yeah, it won't suck.
What are you talking about?
I thought you had that those long vacuums.
What?
I thought you had those vacuums.
Well, they have only got a 2-inch hose on them.
I give you a 2-inch hose.
They have a 2-inch hose. What in the hell's gonna go up that? I don't know what you're talking about. You're gonna pick up 2x4.
I don't wanna suck the hell out of it. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I never heard of picking up lumber with a vacuum cleaner.
That's why I'm asking you. And I vacuumed the backyard last week, and I took up some rocks. I took some rocks up I wasn't supposed to take. Because I usually vacuum before I cut the lawn. Very picky about it. Where my lawn's going to look.
You don't have to go to somebody different.
Well,
I'm not into that kind of stuff.
You want to get into it?
No! Hell no! I'm so damn busy with the household stuff that I want. I'm 85 years old. What the hell am I going to do?
85 years old. I'm 87 tomorrow.
You're full of shit.
I ain't full of nothing.
Well,
I'm full of logs and lumber, I'll tell you that. You don't got nothing to... Hey, maybe we could make a vacuum in an old pickup truck, you think?
Hey.
We could suck it up like that?
Oh, hell no.
You don't think?
No.
Maybe I could get a whore to come over here and just suck up the mess.
Right.
You think that'll work?
I don't know. You're sounding simple to me. Who the hell are you?
I'm Billy Bob Bojack, all four in one, like the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Okay.
All right? Well, I'll try to get someone else to come over here and suck me off then, okay?
Right.
Okay, see ya.
Okay.
Faction, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bab.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Echo.
It's not going out like that.
Yeah, I thought we had medium technical difficulties earlier, but apparently we were on.
Surely not my fault.
Let's listen to some music, man.
Where's M. Deco calls from? That's all we get. Deco's not around anymore.
We did it all at my house.
From the CKY Volume 2 CD.
Yeah, CKY Volume 2.
That's not available, I don't believe.
I'm feeling a little under the weather, so I'm going to play all my favorite rock songs.
All of them?
Every last one of them.
Yeah. It's only an hour, dude.
Yeah, man.
What is this?
This is New Guns N' Roses. This is probably the best song on the album. It's track 8.
What is it, better?
No.
That's the best one on there.
Yeah, but wait to hear this one.
Axel thanked us on this album.
Yeah, man. Pretty Axel cool. Thanks CKY. That's pretty effing awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty fucking cool.
So let's rock out to some new GNR on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Yeah, man. That was Guns N' Roses. And,
Hoogie Boogie Land.
Hoogie Boogie Land, Hoogie Boogie Land. We have a new t-shirt.
Yeah.
On Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve.
At www.myspace.com, Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve.
And it's Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds, and it says, drinking a beer, washing it down.
Drinking a beer and washing it down.
Because that's what Shitbird knows how to do best.
Do you make these shirts, each one by hand, yourself?
Every one by hand.
What, do you have a printing machine or something? Yeah. Like, how do you...
We got the whole kit, and we have it set up in Seth's house in upstate New York.
Upstate New York in a barn. It's been pretty fucking cold.
The shirts seem pretty soft, dude. That's pretty good.
They are. Oh, yeah.
So no one wants to put on an itchy shirt.
Yeah, no one wants a cardboard shirt.
No.
So, yeah, we've got that out. That's the last thing we did.
How do you print the shit? Where do you draw the stuff and then you blow it up or something?
Yeah, you draw it and then you magically burn it onto a screen, and then you push ink through the screen onto the shirt, and you heat it up with a magical heating element, and then the shirts just come out.
Oh, so there's a lot of magic involved.
There's a lot.
We should have a big tittied whore on a stripper pole, and it says, she giggled, I wiggled. Wait, she wiggled, I giggled.
She wiggled, I giggled. At Bam and Seth's withered.
A lot of people want Novak's painting on a shirt.
Is that on there?
Oh, the worst piece of shit ever?
There's been a lot of extra interpretations of that piece of artwork as well.
Payne is an Allison, but Lane is always tribal.
Lane is trivial. Persian fusion.
Where's Novak today? Do you know?
He's in Baltimore, but no, I don't know. I'm feeling kind of ill, so I didn't really invite anybody over.
What's that porno? How's that doing with Novak in it? Pretty good, I'm sure.
I don't know, man.
the girls love that? Have you seen it?
It's not... It doesn't exist.
Oh, really? Yeah. I forgot. It's all over the internet, but I guess I'm wrong. Well, what are you going to do? Play more songs?
Yeah, I'm going to... Well, 69 Eyes is coming to town. We're doing two music videos at once with them, and then they'll be playing a show at the Note. But that's not till May. But
do people watch music videos anymore?
I don't know. Everything gets thrown up on fucking YouTube, and then
that's where
the quality looks like shit anyway, so why even make it look cool anymore?
Exactly. Why? Why make it look cool? Really? Is there a reason?
It'll just be on shitty YouTube quality.
Right. I mean, how many other videos are you looking at? We were just watching that Complete video, that Complete song of the worst band in the world. They didn't make a good video, but it sufficed, right? Yeah. Maybe we should just shoot videos on little digital cameras and shit. You can cut the budget right out.
Mm-hmm. Save a shitload of money.
I wouldn't mind. Let's do the CKY video on a little digital camera. I'm in.
All right, let's do track two on... Paris Kills. This is 69 Eyes Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. We'll be right back.
is Radio. Radio.
Bam.
Ryan Dunn.
This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
What up? This is Bam Bam, and I'm feeling pretty sick.
Bam's got the fuck you flu.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going to barf it up right now. For some reason, I somehow managed to slam the Hummer door to my nose. I thought I broke it. Then I slipped, hit the back of my head.
On a tiny little piece, this tiny little piece of metal, this big, big house, this tiny little piece of metal, and you put your head right on that.
Might have been the alcohol.
No.
Well, yeah, I went for it last night pretty good. It's probably the reason why I'm pretty sick.
What's your favorite drink these days?
Man, last night I was just sipping on beer throughout the day. I don't know. I like Guinness
last
and Framboise.
Last night you were sipping on beer throughout the day?
Yeah. Well, all day. Yeah. But last night is when I fell and did all that. And then I have a big burn mark on my chest, and I have no idea where it came from.
What's it in the shape of?
It's like three, like, burn marks.
Cleveland.
That's like four.
Yeah.
Like yeah, four. What is that?
I don't know, but it kind of hurts.
I leave you alone for one day, and that's all the things that happen to you.
Well, you know what? There's this crazy band. I didn't even know it would be that sold out, but yeah, they were called Sound Tribe, and it was like crazy packed. So everybody was jumping around and having a good old time.
Here they're a bunch of ecstasy doing hippies.
It's like. Yeah, it's like techno hippie. I never even knew that they were that big, but people were driving from like Virginia and shit to see them.
Seth was telling me how hippies are the new thing.
It is the new thing. Haven't you heard?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Everyone's doing it. The hippies.
The hippies.
You'll see, Bam. Hippie. You'll be a hippie soon, dude. From goth to hippie, whatever it is.
Nah.
And next is grunge. So there's gonna be a weird transition time between hippie and grunge.
Grippies. Hunge.
All right, let's see what we got.
What's
here.
Emo. Emo.
Ooh. What? I like this William Control song.
What are you DJing from your laptop again?
Yeah, I'm having a good
time. Did you buy that shit?
What? No, he actually gave it to me when Aiden played. It's actually the singer from Aiden, but. I'm kind of into this.
I hear the Moxies got their record up for sale on their MySpace and on iTunes. How's that doing?
Real good. Yeah, they're printing up more CDs right now because the first batch is already gone.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Are they signed, Moxie?
No, not at the moment.
Well, somebody should sign them.
Yeah, well, the problem is. Doesn't seem like record labels are making too much money these days because you could just get it for free somehow.
Really? Where?
I don't know. I'm sure some idiot has it somewhere.
Yeah, download music's pretty cool. You know, it's just, it sucks because I'm in a band. I download music, but I guess that's what's going to happen to us, so I'll just have to, you know, take it.
If I didn't get it handed to me for free, I pay for everything, music-wise.
Where are you going to go get it? iTunes?
Or I'll support the Mad Platter local record shop.
Yeah. But then you have to, like, order a CD and, like, wait a couple weeks for it and shit.
Well, it comes in, like, 2 days.
You don't buy songs on iTunes? You don't buy songs on iTunes?
Yeah, I do. I just... Yeah. All right, let's do this. William Control.
Jesse got me... an iTunes gift certificate for $100 like 3 years ago, and there's like $89 left in it for me. So
it's because you already have everything you like.
Yeah, I don't know what to buy.
Plasmatics and G.G. Allin.
I haven't been listening to much of that. All I listen to is a new CKY record.
Do you like any new bands out there these days?
CKY.
And that album is done.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to hear it till what, April?
It's coming out May 19th.
What a dick tease, Roadrunner. Man.
Hey, man, it's the best shit we've ever done for sure, so.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, that shit'll probably leak. Hopefully it doesn't leak too early, because it kind of kills the whole mood and impression of it, but. You know, what can I do about that, dude? I got no answers. The hippies are going to download it. The hippies are downloading hippies.
Sound Tribe.
What track?
All right. No, I got it right here on the laptop.
Sneaky.
Yeah. So this is William Control, Beautiful Loser, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Hot as hell.
Radio Bam.
Yeah. Momo.
Yeah.
That was William Control. Man, there's this fucking new band called Monster in the Machine that actually Nikki Sixx turned me on to. And I don't really know where they're from or anything, but there's a song called Under Your Shadow that's fucking dope. And I'm gonna get to it. There we are.
Bam's DJing from his computer.
I'm DJing, man. Alright.
On your laptop.
Laptop. All
you
right.
can get a free laptop or desktop. A laptop or a laptop.
A laptop.
You seen that guy?
Oh, I saw that. Did you ever see the ShamWow commercial?
No, what's that?
Fucking horrible. The best part about it is that they're like interviewing people that didn't even open it up yet, and they're talking about how great it is.
A ShamWow that sounds like a cloth that cleans things?
Yeah.
Right. That's a good idea.
All right, let's do this Under Your Shadow here. Monster in the Machine.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up, Faction.
Yeah, man. That was Monster in the Machine, Under Your Shadow. And it is time for us to go now. So.
Get better, dude.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Drink going, a beer. I'm wash going, it down.
No, I can't today. I'm going to go straight to bed.
You feel better next week?
I hope so.
All right. Good night.
Yeah, I'll be ready to rage it up next week.
Thanks for listening to the Radio Band.
All right,
Serious 28 Faction.
Boogie Boogie Land.
Boogie Boogie Land.
Fuck you, Flu.
Boogie Boogie Land.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.